Some tips to get more parental participation. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
This is something that we all struggle with, and we're all wanting to get more participation and seeing that the parents really support our program. It's going to be different depending on where you teach and what the culture of your band is currently. So be aware of some of those things. This is a cultural thing that takes some time to change. It's not something that you can change overnight. It's a process. So keep that in mind throughout all this. If you're new to a program, then give it some time. One of the things I like to send out, and I will put this in the show notes too, I like to send out a pledge, a band pledge, at the beginning of the year that the students and parents fill out. They're promising to practice regularly. They're promising to come to concerts. They're promising to give their best in class every day and to be supportive in those areas. I have a little checkbox at the bottom of that form where parents can check if they are willing to help out with some different areas. Some of the examples of things on my checkbox are setting up for concerts, chaperoning, organizing others, bringing baked goods, filing, and then I always leave a section for other, because sometimes I have a parent who has like a master's degree in music and they want to help coach the tuba players or something like that. What I have found in the suburban environment that I just came from is that most of the parents are willing to bring baked goods, but many of them are too busy to really do much of anything else. I would get probably half the parents check off the box to bring baked goods for the concerts. I would have a couple of parents that checked organize others, and so I would usually seek one of those out to organize the bake sale and have them be the one to contact all the parents. Throughout this process, you need to understand the dynamics involved. For example, the school that I've been at for the last 13 years was a suburban school. Many families, I should say, had one parent who stayed at home. There were several kids in the district. There are no apartments in the district, that everybody owns or rents a home. And that's a totally different dynamic. I start at a Title I school this fall. There are going to be more single parents who are working long hours. Half the people or more live in an apartment building. So it's going to be different dynamics. I know it'll be a lot different. An important thing to think about is to build relationships. You want to develop and build relationships. And that takes time. Just like a relationship, a friendship, or a marriage, or raising a child, those are all things that take time. It's the same thing with getting parents to participate. Remember, we talked about that earlier. It's a process. Sometimes it might be okay to drop some things, and I'll give you an example. There was a time where a parent said to me, "Hey, it would be great for marching band if we had water and snacks for the students at halftime, if the band were able to provide that." I said, "Great idea. Can you organize that?" The parent jumped right on it. She called the parents who were willing to bring baked goods, and instead of bringing baked goods, she talked about bring a case of water and a case of snacks. All of them were there. We stored the water and the snacks and had them available. We were able to pass them out for halftime. That worked out great for several years. That parent's student graduated and left, and I never really could find someone who felt that was important to champion that. So one year we said, "Hey, can everybody bring water and snacks, and we're going to pass these out at halftime." and maybe one or two parents brought the items, and I just let that item drop. I didn't provide snacks or water at halftime anymore. One or two people asked about it, and I said, if I can get somebody to champion that cause, we'll do that again. Otherwise, everyone will just bring their own snack and water. We ended up with everyone bringing their own. So it's okay to drop some things. Something that I find especially younger directors are doing is that they assume the parents are receiving their emails. So they'll send out an email to all the band parents or all the orchestra parents about whatever the current need is in, or the question, or about the concert or whatever. They'll send an email out. And then when they hear back from only a small percentage of parents, they're like, the parents don't care. Nobody cares. I can't get parental involvement. Think about what has happened with email. I get 100 emails a day, and maybe 5 of them are ones that I want to keep. Everybody is getting that. They're inundated with emails. They're inundated with Facebook messages. They're inundated with all kinds of notifications. So you have to not assume that they're receiving the email. Sometimes if you're trying to get a parent involved, it might be best to just pick up the phone. Once again, this is going to depend on the culture and environment that you're in. This won't work everywhere. But pick up the phone and talk to someone personal. If you can't fathom picking up the phone, I know some young people don't even know how to talk on the phone, I think. Make it a personal email. So what I mean by that, instead of sending out a mass email saying, I need a parent to help pass out snacks at the game Friday night, pick one parent and say, Mrs. Smith, you told me you might be interested in helping out. Would you be willing to help out with passing snacks out this Friday? That type of email is less likely to be ignored than a mass email. And plus, when you send a mass email, everyone is thinking that someone else is going to respond and pick up the ball for that task. Something important to remember, this is very important at my school, every school is going to be different. If you have people to come in and work with the students, make sure that they go through the simple background check, whatever your district might require. Sometimes it's just their social security number and they fill out a form and there's a background check the district does and passes them off. Not all schools require that. But check into your school and make sure that that is something that you're taking care of. Also, make your needs specific. So rather than saying, I need help with marching band equipment, one time we needed a platform built for the timpani. So I made that request specific. Looking for someone to build a platform for our timpani that we can wheel on and off the field. One of the parents jumped on that and was really excited about doing that. It fit well with his skills and talents, and he was able to build something for us that we used for many, many years. So be specific in your needs. I hope that these tips for getting parental participation have been helpful. Look for that pledge sheet in the show notes.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick answers.